The importance of teaching others. In our last segment, we considered the determination of Ezra and the psalmist to teach others the commandments of God. Ezra had set his heart to seek the law of God, apply what he had learned, and teach to others, Ezra 7:10. To accomplish this goal would have taken time and dedication, and one that has been practiced throughout biblical history. When the Apostle Paul instructed Timothy, he said, "Hold the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard from me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in us." 2 Timothy 1, 13-14. "And the things which thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou unto faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." 2 Timothy 2:2. With these thoughts in mind, it is the intent of this segment to encourage unto love and good works, and to make the commitment to set the heart and seek the laws of God, to equip oneself to do that which is learned, and be better equipped to teach others also. The principle of being able to teach others also does not involve having a knowledge of all the false doctrines that the world has adopted. The Bible student needs only to know what the Scriptures say to contend earnestly for the faith, as Jude had identified. If the Bible, as many will profess, is the only rule of faith and practice by which all doctrines will be measured, the old Missouri adage, "Show me," is always appropriate. And ask for book, chapter, and verse that agrees with the text and context. The Scriptures are inundated with admonitions to learn, apply, and teach. Before the children of Israel entered into the land of Canaan, Moses gave them instructions regarding the laws of God with the admonition to know the law for themselves and to teach them to their children, Deuteronomy 6:1-9. As an evangelist, Paul instructed Timothy to take the message of the gospel and preach in season and out of season and fulfill his ministry, 2 Timothy 4:1-5. The purpose of the teaching is to move by persuasion the hearts of men unto faith and obedience. As the Apostle Paul said, "Knowing therefore the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I hope that we are made manifest also in your consciences." 2 Corinthians 5:11.